Welcome to Stade Olympique in Montreal, for the game between the New York Mets and the Montreal Expos. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Lenny Randle. Batting second. The shortstop, Bud Harrelson. Batting third. The left fielder, Steve Henderson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, John Milner. Batting fifth. The catcher, John Stearns. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Ed Cranepool. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Lee Mozzilli. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Felix Milan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, John Matlack. Pitching for the New York Mets, John Matlack. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Dave Cash. Batting second. The shortstop, Chris Spear. Batting third. The right fielder, Ellis Valentine. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Tony Perez. Batting fifth. The catcher, Gary Carter. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Warren Cromartie. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Andre Dawson. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Larry Parrish. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Stan Bonson. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Stan Bonson. And now, play ball. Lenny Randle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randle hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bonson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson takes first base on ball four. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cash scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Dave Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear hits a pop-up towards short. Harrelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Henderson. Valentine reaches second base with a double. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Randle fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Mets will come to bat. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cash scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lee Mozzilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozzilli takes first base on ball four. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mozzilli. The throw from Carter and he is out, Spear applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie strikes out. one out. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Henderson. Dawson reaches second base with a double. Carter moves to third. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is walked intentionally. Stan Bonson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Carter scores. Dawson moves to third. Parrish moves to second. Two outs. It's 1-0, Expos. Dave Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-1 in the game. Cash hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dawson scores. Parrish scores. It's 3-0, Expos. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0-for-1 in the game. Spear hits a fly ball into center field. Mozilli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Matlack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matlack strikes out. Two outs. Lenny Randle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randle is 0-for-1 in the game. Randle hits a ball on the ground towards first. Perez scoops it up and throws to first, with Bonson covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Mets nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Valentine hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-0, Expos. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 0-for-1 in the game. Perez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Randle fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie is 0-for-1 in the game. Cromartie is called out on strikes. Two outs. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Dawson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Matlack, and towards Harrelson, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-1 in the game. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 0-for-1 in the game. Milner hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Carter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Mets nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Parrish hits a line drive towards third. Randle reaches out and makes the catch for the out. one out. Stan Bonson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonson is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Bonson strikes out. Two outs. Dave Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards third. Randall fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 0 for 1 in the game. Stearns hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Expos. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0 for 1 in the game. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Carter fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lee Mozilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozilli is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Mozilli hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cash scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 0 for 1 in the game. Milan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Mets 1. The Expos will come to bat. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0 for 2 in the game. Spear hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Randall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Valentine hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Perez hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 6-1, Expos. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Carter hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Henderson. Carter reaches second base with a double. Rick Baldwin now pitching. Joel Youngblood now playing second base. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromarty is 0 for 2 in the game. Cromarty takes first base on ball 4. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Dawson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Youngblood fields it and throws to second for the out. Carter moves to third. Two outs. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Dawson. The throw from Stearns and he is safe. Dawson steals second. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Parrish is walked intentionally. Stan Bonson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonson is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Bonson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 6, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Dawson. Youngblood reaches second base with a double. Lenny Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 0 for 2 in the game. Randall takes first base on ball 4. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Harrelson hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Carter fields it and throws to third for the out. Randall moves to second. One out. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Randall. The throw from Carter and he is out, Parrish applying the tag. Two outs. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-2 in the game. Henderson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 6, and the Mets 1. The Expos will come to bat. Dave Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Cash hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0-for-3 in the game. Spear hits a ball on the ground towards third. Randall fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Valentine hits a fly ball into center field. Mazzilli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 6, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 0-for-2 in the game. Milner takes first base on ball 4. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Carter for a passed ball. Milner moves to second. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Stearns hits a fly ball into left field. Cromarty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Milner moves to third. One out. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0-for-2 in the game. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cash scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lee Mazzilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazzilli is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Mazzilli is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 6, and the Mets 1. The Expos will come to bat. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Perez hits a line drive into right field. Cranepool settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Carter strikes out. Two outs. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromarty is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Cromarty hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 6, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Hodges pinch hits for Rick Baldwin. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges hits a line drive towards short. Spear reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Youngblood hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cromarty. Youngblood reaches second base with a double. Lenny Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Randall hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Dawson. Randle reaches second base with a double. Youngblood scores. It's 6-2, Expos. Bruce Boisclair pinch hits for Bud Harrelson. Bruce Boisclair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boisclair hits a line drive into left field. Cromarty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-3 in the game. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Parrish. Randle scores. It's 6-3, Expos. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Milner takes first base on ball 4. Henderson moves to second. Tom Walker now pitching. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Stearns takes first base on ball 4. Henderson moves to third. Milner moves to second. Will McEnany now pitching. Mike Vale pinch hits for Ed Cranepool. Mike Vale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vale hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Henderson scores. Milner scores. Stearns moves to second. It's 6-5, Expos. Lee Mozilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozilli is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Mozilli strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 6, and the Mets 5. The Expos will come to bat. Mike Vale now playing right field. Bobby Valentine now playing shortstop. Bob Myrick now pitching. Bruce Boisclair now playing center field. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Dawson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Parrish hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Stearns settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Morales pinch hits for Will McEnany. Jose Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentine fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 6, and the Mets 5. The Mets will come to bat. Joe Carrigan now pitching. Bobby Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine hits a pop-up into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 2-for-2 in the game, with two doubles. Youngblood hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lenny Randle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randle is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Randle hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Carter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Montreal Expos, 6, and New York Mets, 5. Goodbye from Stade Olympique in Montreal.